This is CliffCentral.com.
What are you doing for New Year's Eve? Join us for the sexiest VIP party at Madison Avenue, Santon's newest nightclub. Cliff Central's taking over the VIP area, so join us as our special VIP and start 2016 on the right note. General admission is 200 Rand, but our exclusive VIP party together with Absolute Vodka is 500 Rand, which includes great music with me, Gareth Cliff, O'Neill, Miss Prue and the Cliff Central crew, an outdoor tented area, lots of bars, food, prizes, gorgeous people and a night to remember. Book now for Cliff Central Rocks Madison at CompuTicket.com. Go to CliffCentral.com for more details and stay tuned for everything you need to know. Be Absolute and rock into 2016 with us.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is 3 minutes past 10 on Friday morning. This is Sex Talk with Jonty Searle and a whole gaggle of wonderful, gorgeous, and today I think very naughty people. So today is unscripted, it is unradio, and it is most definitely uncensored. So with us at the moment, good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, Jonty. How are you?
God, that was sexy.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Fuck me.
No, thank you.
That was sexy. Wow. And two really gorgeous guests. We're waiting for Tamar, who will be joining us. And Lisa is not with us this morning. Good morning, Lisa.
How are you?
Cool. Can I hear you? No. Can I?
Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you. Why can't I hear you? Everything's on. All the vodkas. There we go. Can I hear you now?
Can you hear me?
There we go. Hello. That's better. And gorgeous, Janita.
Good morning, Jonty.
So cool that you came to play this morning.
Thank you for the invite. This is awesome.
Absolutely. So we're going to have lots of fun. So join our conversation on
the telephone at 0861-555-189, or alternatively on Twitter. Our handle is at CliffCentral.com. Find us on Facebook, Cliff Central, or on WeChat, Cliff Central.
Ooh la la. Wow. And on Twitter, Eros Life SA and Sex Talk Cliff C.
Sex Talk Cliff C, Eros Life SA, Anaphylaxis, CliffCentral.com.
Sure. We are all over the place this morning.
Okay. Actually, just all over Twitter. We can't seem to keep our twits together. Twats what?
Our twats together. We can't seem to keep our legs together to keep our twats closed.
That seems to be about it.
Okay, so fair chance we're going to get just a little bit out of hand this morning, because there are all these toys in the studio. There is a can of whipped cream there. There is a bucket of strawberries. There is some Nacht music. There is all sorts of like really interesting stuff. So we will periscope something later.
Yeah, we are doing the culinary episode.
That's a nice one. That's a very nice one.
Going to be sharing recipes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I had such a cool idea for a little video clip this week. You know why? Because we won an award. Eros Life, we won an award. Earlier this year, we did the most awesome Valentine's function for a very exclusive business organization. So what we did was we had some naked sushi platters, some naked women as sushi platters, and had some food on. We did a beautiful talk on sensuality and a little bondage demonstration because it was in line with the premiere of 50 Shades. We won the award for the best international personal growth event.
Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That was awesome. Pretty cool.
Best international personal growth event.
Yes.
That sounds important.
It is. It's a huge thing. So it was so, so cool. And guess who's just walked in the door?
The sexy lady herself.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Smar.
So, My idea was that we start out, this is such an awesome little fantasy, that we start out with a really beautiful scene of a naked woman who is adorned with sushi, with all sorts of delicious foods, with a group of people around her, and they start to eat the food off her, and then they decorate her with strawberries, with cream, with dessert, with chocolate, and they eat this off her, and then it goes into this beautiful pleasuring space.
And that's why I came naked today.
Okay.
There we go.
There we go. So, somebody's going to get less clothes as the day goes on.
You know, sometimes I think you should challenge me and just become Amish or very religious, because obviously the other side doesn't work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, it's been a fascinating week, I must say. We have learnt and developed some amazing new yoni massage movements, which are really cool and beautiful and exciting. And some very new, awesome oral sex techniques for women.
I want to know how you practiced that and got to the understanding.
Yes, please share.
Just playing.
Yeah, that'd be very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, you have an idea, and then you kind of think, all right, so let's try this. And we see the impact, and the impact was pretty good. So we say, let's play a little bit more.
Who's the model, John T?
There were a few.
Personal, not in the clinic, of course, not in the studio.
No, you don't, it was at the studio.
Okay, but not with your patient.
Like, No. Before we teach it, we have to see and know what it does.
You have to study it.
Yeah. And an awesome new experiment that I had an idea of. And retrospectively, I got it totally wrong, but it worked in the most amazing way. So retrospectively, it was the idea that bodily fluids, sexual fluids, actually have these magical properties. But to get to the magical properties, it takes time. What kind of time are we talking about? Minimum of an hour. Minimum of an hour of oral sex.
Okay. Then there comes the skeleton that you see those in Facebook, like died on the way. Try to get there. He was trying.
Minimum of an hour of oral sex with a woman becomes an out-of-body experience for both of you.
Everybody just switched off the radio, Johnny. An hour
just
closed.
Happened. Yeah. Well, you want the higher experiences. That's what you got to do.
Okay.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you there.
Yeah. You got to go there.
Absolutely.
That's it.
And I also think that the longer you are there as well, the more intensifies it gets, like you say, between both of you.
Yeah.
It does sound long for a lot of people, but quite honestly, if either one of you are getting bored, one of you is doing something wrong.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It just changes so much.
Maybe it's not the bulldog extension, like a...
Yeah, it's not about that at all.
It's communication during, it's changing frequencies, vibrations,
and learning some amazing new stuff that is actually... So we normally use the term licking pussy. Yeah. Let's change that to the term sucking pussy. And a whole lot starts to change.
Sucking pussies.
I like that.
And a whole lot starts to change.
I think you started your wet... we can count an hour. We're already wet here in the studio. Yeah, 59 minutes to go to the magical fluids.
Yes, so today's naughty show. We have posted something on our page on the cliffcentral.com website, a really interesting article as an extension of what we were talking about last week. I don't know if you saw this. A new HIV preventive drug.
I did hear about it actually on the radio. Mm.
All right, so if you're talking about what I think you're talking about, it's the approval of a fixed-dose combination for PrEP. Mm-hmm. And that's called pre-exposure prophylaxis.
Yeah.
It's medication that you can take on a regular basis if you know that you're going to be exposed to HIV.
Yeah, like
to
for prevent high yourself. Risk, for people in high-risk categories.
So actually, I'm going to go a little bit medical. They're not new medications. We've been using them to treat HIV.
Okay.
But we use three of the drugs together. Uh-huh. So this is two of those medicines that are taken together, and they can prevent you potentially from contracting the virus.
So it's just kind of an interesting extension of what we were talking about the past 2 weeks. And the article is on our page on the cliffcentral.com website. Mm. There is a link to it, so have a look and see.
Johnny, when the screen does those things, does it mean anything, or it's just happy to see you?
It's just happy to see you.
Okay, good.
Like always.
Yeah, that's all. And if I stroke it, it'll probably start shaking and quivering and all sorts of things.
I'm there.
Just 57 minutes. Next thing is, we are doing a two-hour pre-recorded Christmas Day special. So... anybody would love to come and be part of our two-hour pre-recorded Christmas Day special.
Anybody.
Send us a message. Share an experience. Share what you've learned on the show this year, what you thought about the show. And we're going to pre-record it in our other studio that will be played on Christmas Day.
All righty then.
So please come join us.
I think the two of us certainly will.
We'll bring some. I think we'll we're definitely going to do that naked platter thing.
Mm-hmm. Sushi Absolutely. Will be.
Unless Absolutely. We do it today and that.
Well, we're doing a little bit of it.
Okay.
But I think next year that'll be a most awesome thing as part of our Valentine's new show.
New eating naked show.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Make your own porn movie.
Absolutely. There we go.
Okay.
So today is all about games and adventures and how to spice up the holidays, what you can do to make it more interesting, more hot, more sexy, more exciting. But first, let us do this. We can't do that because nothing is playing. Duncan, nothing is playing. Why is nothing playing?
That's embarrassing. Failure to launch right there.
Just there after a year of
stage fright.
Everything's on.
Nothing. Just got the better of us.
Yeah, but maybe we can just go for the definition.
Let's try it again.
Ninja sauce. Chocolate starfish. Twitter bag. And the GM.
Today's dirty dictionary word is...
Rimadonna. Today's dirty dictionary word is Rimadonna.
Dirty dictionary word.
So if you are a Rimadonna or into giving or receiving as a Rimadonna, what are you doing? Any ideas?
Bisexual.
No. Nice guess.
Rimming.
A lady being pleased, a Rimadonna.
Okay, nice guess, but no. Tamar, any clues?
Imagining the Madonna and being pleasure in the same time, that's a whole different fetish. Like, I need to see the Virgin in order to orgasm. Like, No, prima donna. I like the idea of some kind of prima donna needs to worship herself something.
Okay. Yeah, the idea of worship could come into it, but that's about as far as we're going. Anastasia?
Yeah, I'm siding with earlier opinion that said it centers around rimming.
Around rimming, okay. Yeah. Any clues what rimming is? Let's explain that.
Rimming would be when you are using your mouth or your tongue around the anus.
There we go. Very good. So Rimadonna enjoys giving or receiving analingus, licking the anus.
And wash your bums. Thank you.
Please,
just sending a message to the world.
In terms of the Madonna thing, there is a famous South African artist called Stephen Cohen. Stephen's very much about shocking and putting stuff out there. And on the lounge of his old house, he had this huge photograph. It was literally the size of the wall of a woman in a nun's habit sucking a donkey.
Today is really festive season. Festive season. Today we're really all about Christmas Day, religion, and nobody to help. Nobody to help. Nobody to save. Nobody to talk for the name in the name of the Christ, religion.
Absolutely. So, games to make it all more exciting.
Not in the church.
Well, that's an interesting one. Who has gone into a church or a synagogue? And dare we say a mosque, and had sex in a religious institution. Who has done that?
It was holy sex.
Okay. You know,
so I've done it in the grounds of a synagogue. It wasn't in the synagogue itself. It was in one of the offices as part of it.
As he says
now,
it, I thought it's
everyone who knows whichever synagogues John T. used to frequent and who works in the offices there is reaching... scrambling for the disinfectant.
It was a long, long time ago. But so, have you? You have?
I have actually done the deed as a lot of foreplay. And we actually were doing a demo.
Okay.
We were doing a squirting demo and a massage
in a church.
It was actually a chapel.
Yeah
I'm pretty sure that qualifies as
take me to church.
Yeah. It was a chapel that gets used only as a chapel once a week. Very close to.
You didn't mention names more than
I'm
that.
Never close to. I'm going
to
put
it home for
it was
some
a
of
good
us. Yeah, actually,
come
for
kids.
More of us, yeah, than we actually know.
Kids, you play in the kiddies area. Mommy's going to play.
We were actually having a meet and greet, and we did say because we had some more experienced lifestylers.
I know where it is. I know what you're talking about.
And we were, okay, well, yeah, we will have some open areas or closed areas that you guys can play in and engage in. And we did a demo there, and we had quite a few other people playing as well. Okay. So that was a chapel as such. Yes, you know exactly where it is. Where you mean. And Tamara will know as well if we actually tell her.
Yes. Maybe I shouldn't know because I'm not very good in keeping secrets.
Yeah, and so then maybe when the police
when the police stops me, I will be like, yes, it's there. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Yeah.
Take me.
The best part about it is a handful of people that actually know it was used as a chapel.
That's it. We wanted,
to my other fantasy.
We wanted some of Ari's girls on the show, Mr. Kelman, but he's taking them all away.
They look very decent to me, and we will not corrupt them yet.
Oh, wow.
Okay, don't worry, I'll follow you.
Let's start with an exciting game that you can play with your partner.
Okay, underwear off.
Sexual truth or dare.
Sexual truth or dare.
So it's really nice in a group of people, but just with your own partner, think about a sexual truth or dare game. And that could get really interesting.
It could.
Give us an example.
An example. So, if you and I are playing.
Yes.
We have either a sexual truth, which I will either ask you a question that you will answer.
Like, have you ever.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done it on the grounds of a church?
Yeah. Yes.
Or a dare is, I will give you a sexual dare. Which
so, I dare you to do it on the grounds
of a religious
institution. I want to play with Anastasia. She's smart. She's so smart. I can totally see how she's going to trick me to do anything and everything she wants.
Yeah, but you'd enjoy it.
Yeah, and that could be a really interesting one to win-win with your partner.
That would be.
Anastasia.
It's a very awesome way of communicating.
Yeah, what are you doing this
week? Yeah, absolutely. And it's really cool. And it's an amazing game for groups.
Yes.
Because it wow.
Groups?
Yeah.
I barely got Anastasia to play with me. You want me to get her into a group?
Well,
okay, we'll work
I'll
on
help
it.
Baby with that.
Thank you.
Baby pleasure.
Thank you.
And yeah. You're in trouble if you need to join us in there.
So the next really awesome game, and we teach this to quite a lot of couples, because very often people don't know what to do and they keep kind of doing the same thing. And that's the single biggest problem in long-term relationships is sexual boredom. So a really nice game is take five sexual things that you know how to do or that you enjoy. Write them on a piece of paper. So you each do this. So I write five things, you write five things. And write them on a piece of paper, roll them up, put them in a little bowl, and you pick out one, and your partner has to do that to you. And that's really cool. So the sexual dice is another one.
Uh-huh.
So the dice that we have here, and we'll take a picture and post it somewhere, is a position dice. Different positions.
A bit limited, only a few positions, we'll work with that.
Because there might be quite new ones or different ones. But you could actually make your own dice.
Yeah.
Which means you can either find a picture of the position on the web, print it out, and make your own dice. And it's really cool if you have you can make quite a big dice, you know, just out of cardboard or something.
But just imagine, in my case, just make a list of 100 positions, and the partner says 57.
Yes.
And you go,
So you could so you could do like a dartboard with all the positions on, and you throw the dart wherever it lands. Mm-hmm. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah.
And that could be a pretty cool one.
Just put a twist to it and learn something different.
So one of the biggest ones at this time of year is sex outside.
Yeah,
just because it's so hot, because people are on holiday. So what do you have to be aware of when you are doing that? Firstly is other people.
Which
is either a plus or a negative.
Yeah,
depending
you wouldn't want
on
that
your
to feel left out, right?
No, I hear where you're coming from. I've been caught though, like that.
Yeah, so you need to be doing that in a place where if you get caught, the consequences do not necessarily have to be legal.
Yes. Hopefully they just walk by.
Or they want to stay and watch, in which case, if you're an exhibitionist, like some people that we know.
Yes.
Anastasia. Like Anastasia.
Since when do we know any exhibitionists?
When are we watching
And
Anastasia?
Why haven't you introduced me to
I think everybody in this room but you is answering that qualification.
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. You may be an exhibitionist of success, of performance, of other things.
I'm but a token angry feminist. We all know that.
Yeah.
Would you like to watch rather?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm a voyeur much either.
So we're all voyeurs as well as being exhibitionists.
Oh, hell yes.
That's a useful combination.
It is. Mm. It means that you can have fun wherever you go.
It means that if you're doing it in the woods, you want to be doing it somewhere where there's another couple doing it next to you and you can kind of watch them and they can
Which
watch you.
Interesting. So the interesting thing is that whole dogging idea never really took off in South Africa, you know? because maybe everybody would just get hijacked.
Yeah, safety is probably a concern.
It's like, hell you, screw you, I'm not getting out of this car. Definitely not.
So that would definitely be an interesting one.
So now why is it called dogging?
Oh, we had this long discussion.
We did. And the dogging term, I think, came from kind of the idea of you follow people. You know, dogs like follow people home.
Okay,
so it's kind
okay,
of,
I got it.
That was, I think, the
also, it's very animalistic. In the middle, they usually it's an outside thing. It's in a parking lot or in a, under a bridge. And there's no preparation. You get a message if you're in a group of dogging thing. And you get a message 5 minutes from now under this bridge. Mm. See you there. Everybody come fuck like dogs and go away. It's like literally not a big orgy hours. It's like literally come do the act and fuck off.
All right, so it's all about kind of spontaneity and...
I get you get an adrenaline rush. You don't know the people. You can come with a mask. It's actually kind of scary.
That sounds scary.
Yeah.
But I would like to organize with you a nice dogging, but I'm not sure I'm game.
The mask one is an interesting one because masks give you permission.
Yes, I do.
Also, if you're a mass murderer, it gives you permission. Putting the point
out. How did we go from sex to mass murder?
Because
in
it's
one
scary
sentence?
Dogging. Dogging, it's like you come with a mask. Oh, we left it already. Okay, okay. No, no. Just, but again,
dogging is done. We spoke about it for 5 minutes. So, we came, we did it, that's it.
The mask parties
pretty masks.
Yeah, the mask parties are always more exciting.
Ballroom.
Yeah, because they give you
permission. Shuts top.
Yeah, they give you permission to be so much naughtier.
Sensual, yeah.
Yeah.
So makes sense. But you have to be in a safe place as well.
Yeah. So now we're just talking about being at home or being in a safe environment. And if you go out with your partner and you buy some masks, any sexual thing that you go shopping for with your partner is so cool because you this anticipation.
When you
this
use it, yeah.
Build up. This, so we're buying it this morning or we bought it yesterday. And you have these 2 days of thinking about it and getting excited and getting turned on before we actually get to use it, and that is a lot of fun.
Love the ball day.
Foreplay on a different level, absolutely.
Yeah,
and the masks potentially make people much more attractive.
They do. Yes. Yeah. There's no question of that.
It's really, it's a good point.
Yeah, and so do costumes. So the fetish term as a generalization for costume play is cosplay.
Okay.
Cosplay as a fetish term, you're going to upset a lot of people with that. Okay.
Well, not a fetish term. Just a, we could use that as a dirty dictionary word, as a sexual term.
Oh, yeah.
So that's all it is.
We're going to get slaughtered on Twitter.
But lots of fun. So I have to tell you, the bondage party I went to last week, because we spoke about it, was the theme was school's out.
That's right.
And it was amazing because almost everybody who was there was dressed up in little school uniforms. And it was really cool.
It was very sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, cute. No, Anastasia, that is not the answer we were looking for. Oh, cute. They were
what? Little school uniforms.
Sexy.
How is that not cute? It's, it's totes adorbs. It's come on.
It's adorable. It's adorbable.
It's adorbs.
Yes, no, yes, it's adorable. Yes. No, it's hot. It's
dressed up in little school
uniforms. Okay, that's actually kind of creepy, all right?
No, actually, it's actually very erotic.
It is.
Really. Very erotic.
You know, it allows you to go back to your playfulness.
Yeah. So this is one of the things that games and things allow you to go into the fantasy world.
Yes.
Lots of fun.
It is lots
absolutely
of fun.
Very revealing. You have to be incredibly vulnerable when you reveal your fantasies. Mm. So you really need to listen to your partner, and you have to understand that whatever fantasies they reveal have nothing to do with you more times than not.
Absolutely.
My fantasies are about me.
Well, I think isn't that always the fear, that we open up about something that's very intimate and very personal and does leave us in that very vulnerable position, and then you meet with rejection or shame or some kind of negative reaction after you put yourself out there.
Yeah, so you'd need to have a discussion about safety of how you're going to communicate this, and that is so, so, so important. Mm.
Being a little bit more open-minded than normally.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because that's where your fantasies will often take you.
And I think, like John T touches on, it's really about understanding that, especially if you're hearing this information, it's not always about you. So that knee-jerk reaction is something that you need to work on moving away from, because otherwise you are susceptible to really just having an outburst and saying, oh my God, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
But it really, really isn't.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely.
Most of the time, like John T say, it is about something that you're wanting and desiring for yourself. And maybe you'd like your partner there to be involved or to watch or not even be there at all. It just really depends on the person.
Yeah, and the communication around that is fascinating. Yep. Whether you go and actually express the fantasy or not, because a lot of fantasies, and we've spoken about this lots, so many fantasies are best left unexplored because the reality will never come close.
I disagree.
Somebody, there we
have
go.
To, oh, we have to go big or go home.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You can just see us smiling. You're like, can't
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we disagree. I think
even if it's bad, we're going to do this.
I have too often come across people that have said, I just want to try it once. We all know that's not going to happen. Because the first time, yes, will be a disappointment. Very seldom is like you want it to be the first time. But you know what? If you like it, do it again and again and again. And you will do it again and again and again. So don't kid yourself and think that you're not.
Yeah.
You are going to do it again. And the more times you do it, the closer you are going to get to making it perfect.
Yeah. So you have to be, when you are expressing what you would like to try as a fantasy, you have to be incredibly specific. Because it's the detail. Fantasy is in the detail.
Yes. I think that's also where the communication becomes a very vital thing. Where people will say, I'm looking for a... Let me put something out there really shocking. Let's say a gangbang.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a gangbang, people can look at it and look at it in so many different ways. You can look at a gangbang and you have a raped up scenario, which for most women is a no-no. But you have some women that like that kind of thing. And then you have... a gangbang in the sense of you don't want to know who the people are. Maybe they're even wearing masks. And then you have another woman who will want to handpick every single person and know exactly who is there and personally know them, even though it's still a group. So a gangbang can be taken into... the fantasy can be so many different things.
Absolutely.
But knowing the specifics of it is exactly like you're saying. You need to really know the specifics of it exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Tamara is doing something under the desk with Yanita and Yanita's skirt and Yanita. So what exactly are you doing there?
I'm just getting sexy positions fun because this is something you can do while you're even in a family lunch or something. You just you pretend to play with your phone and then you send each other sexy messages next to the table and then you say to the kids, I'm going to rest. Mommy worked hard. And then you fuck each other silly. So yeah, that's basically the idea. So
that's
I'm kind of
game.
Like playing the game with Juanita. Okay. Anastasia gave me a cold shoulder there. She just corrected my grammar and that just didn't work. So she was like, no, sweetie, I told you, don't write it with an E. Oh, so yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to come to her to get a spanking and hiding. And
you've been very naughty and you have to pay the price.
Okay. I'm dying. Like I'm dying to the fact that one day I'm going to be good and then you're going to engage with me.
Yes.
I'd like to see it happen.
It will.
So cell phones, you can actually have a lot of fun with your cell phone.
Because they vibrate.
You can.
Beyond the vibration. Here's a really cool game that you can play. Okay. So we did that a few weeks ago, was the vibrating. But a really cool game with your phone is go to one of the shopping centers, go to one of the malls, take a picture of anything that you see in a shop window, send it to your partner, and they have to tell you something sexual that they are going to do with whatever you sent the picture of.
And it's a great game to play in Baldur's Warehouse.
Oh, yes.
Get the imagination going.
Yes.
Or you go to Edgar's or Woolies and just go and fit in nice lingerie.
That's it.
And take some pictures and send it. Say,
absolutely.
Look at me.
In the change room. So that's another one. Has anybody ever had sex in the change room of any shops?
No, toilets of restaurants, yes.
Toilets of restaurants, yes.
Oh, okay, is that your thing?
In a tank as well, in the army.
So,
hospital.
The army tank is a unique one.
It's a unique one.
There are very few people who are going to be able to match that one.
Well, in Israel, I think there's plenty.
But...
what happens in the tank stays in the tank, right?
I know.
That's it.
Hospital bathroom.
Hospital bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I've done the change room thing, too. Definitely.
Yeah, me too. Change room.
So strap on. Two girls, me and a friend, sitting in a restaurant having a proper dinner, taking the strap on. I say, oh, are you okay? And you have a little bit of a tummy ache or anything? Oh, yeah, I'll help you. Come. 15 minutes of session in the toilet. It was beautiful.
Okay. That so somebody is going to tell us a real sex story in a moment.
You can watch porn or you can just listen to the real sex stories.
So while they decide who's actually telling the story.
Oh, that would be me, Monty.
Yes.
Indeed. Well,
you have to see her body language. She's so sexy. She just didn't even start talking. I'll be quiet now and wait.
Okay, my first threesome experience. Mm-hmm. I must tell this. I was very scared and frightened and confused and don't know what to expect at the end of the day. But I went there and I met this lady. Till today, I still call her my lady. I wonder why. So we had nice dress-ups and we had swimming and brining and nice conversation. And we started heading off. And 7 hours later, I promise you guys, I couldn't feel my feet, my legs, my bum. My nuki was so red and raw. But it was the best experience I've ever had in my entire life. I promise you. Ladies just know exactly what to do with ladies, don't they?
Mm. Yeah. Wow. That's quite hot.
A lot of toys.
So a lot of did loops. The guy was there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Irrelevant.
He tried to chip in now and then, and he got it right, but not often though.
So the guy was the threesome, but he was holding the toys.
Yeah.
Woohoo! No. Look at me, I'm such a sexy toy holder.
Okay. No.
He was fucking the other chick.
Yeah, he had a good toy himself. Yeah. So.
He was the toy.
We use them.
We kind of use the toys on each other.
Uh-oh, they just exposed themselves. We know who was the threesome.
Oh, damn it.
We worked so hard not to reveal it all. Okay, and what was your favorite thing in this threesome? Not necessarily a position, a feeling. What was the feeling that you felt that made you go wild?
Must be the tongue and the clit.
Okay, I understand. That was the thing. But what was, did you just feel safe? Did you feel crazy? What was the emotion that took you there, made you play for 7 hours?
Wanted.
Just be feeling wanted.
Definitely wanted.
That is so important.
That you is have very important.
No idea that is one of the single biggest sexual
turn-ons.
Secrets.
Mm.
Turn-ons.
It is, and it is one of the single most important things in a long-term relationship is to keep your partner feeling wanted.
Yeah.
And it's an art. You have to learn that, and you have to consciously keep working at that.
Absolutely. That's where all these little things that we've been speaking about today
come
into play.
Absolutely.
So you don't get bored. And not
and as soon as your partner feels wanted, wow, the world becomes this amazing world of possibilities, which really is mind-blowing.
That's why you have to take the time to play, to caress, and to attract.
That's it. And the time is so important because one of the biggest things is people often come along, especially the A-type personalities in this world, I don't have time.
I have a new thing. I'm starting now. Any sexual experience, and let's do a quickie. Come, let's do a 5-10 minutes thing.
Okay.
Never works with me. Come, don't take your clothes off yet.
Why not?
We need to announce a Periscope, everything. Wait, honey. I need this for myself. I also need to indulge. And then we kind of like, come, let's just go to the room. 5 minutes, 2 hours later.
Yeah. Because I say that to people, and we teach everybody this. You make the time. You don't have the time. You make the time. So whether you are meeting in a hotel room for an hour on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock or you are making 10 minutes at home before you go to sleep tonight, you make the time.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen because we're tired and we've been running around and you might have been horny the whole day, but by the time night time comes, you actually just want to go to sleep.
Yeah. So
you
make the effort. Yeah. The simple truth is, if you don't make the time for that, you seriously will not make the time for your relationship.
Absolutely.
And when your partner says cheers,
that's what you
or they go
trouble.
Looking
yeah, you get
elsewhere.
Bored. You get bored.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because if we don't have it at home, we are going to go looking elsewhere for it.
That's so true.
And this week I have seen in my office such pain from affairs.
Yeah, it is very painful.
And if we can get more of the idea of open relationships, even just talking about it, never mind what you're going to do, to say, this is the feeling inside of me, how do we manage it? What do we do with it? Then so much of that pain we can actually avoid.
Absolutely.
And really, I've seen such pain this week. And marriages that are probably going to end after 20, 30 years, and it could be so different.
And it's communication.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, bottom line. Being able to say to your partner, this is what I'm feeling. This is the desire inside of me. What are we going to do with it?
Today, I think we're going to play. Our sex position will be with. I don't know who's going to play with Juanita. Maybe me.
Maybe
Lisa. I would like that.
There's maybe three. But where there's not a position for three girls, we might need to invent one. I wanted to play the dice later on. We'll find one. We have a little bit of experience.
Okay. So one of the Periscope things that we said we were going to do was some strawberries and cream off somebody's belly.
I like that idea. Mm.
Okay, did you hear me there?
I'm actually tweeting about Juanita's gorgeous legs right now. So, so as you said to me...
How about strawberries and cream off Juanita's gorgeous belly?
Yes. Now.
About right now.
Like 10 minutes ago, actually.
This is just such a good time for it.
Wonderful. That's awesome. So Anastasia will take a picture of that. We're going to take a few photos. We're going to load them up in Twitter because Lisa is fortunately not with us today. She is in Christmas obligations in work. So yeah, Anastasia will take pictures. We'll load them on Twitter.
Okay.
And let's do it. Where's the cream?
There is the cream.
There we go.
And there's the strawberries.
Okay, but we can't develop it to your own fantasy, Jonty. We can't start our own porn movie here.
No, very gentle, just on her belly.
Okay, wonderful.
Put a couple of strawberries.
So you can lie down on the sofa.
Around
you can lie
her down belly the button.
Well, let me go.
Oh, look, there we have all kind of cool stuff.
This is just starting to get really sexy now.
Wonderful. So basically, you just say to your partner, come 5 minutes. I hope he's not lactose intolerant. Then you can bring cashew. I don't know, all these things that weird people eat like me. But anyway, okay, cool. So we're playing.
So Anastasia is going to take the pictures. Tamara is going to do the licking. Juanita is going to do the revealing.
Wonderful. In the meantime, you can also give a few more tips to the listeners that can't see right now anything. So give a few more tips for a sexy vacation and I will get into position.
Okay, so there we go. So one of my really awesome favorite things that I have been sharing with a lot of my clients lately, which is so sexy. Make the light in your room just a little bit dim and stand in front of a full-length mirror. Put your partner in front of the mirror and the mirror offers the most amazing possibilities. Firstly, you could slowly undress your partner. So all eyes out in the lounge have focused on the studio. Okay, so the whipped. So let me finish with the mirror. So firstly, undress your partner standing in front of the mirror. And then you can stand behind them. And you can slowly touch their body, caress all over. You could take them to the most amazing orgasm while you're both watching this happen in the mirror. And that is really, really sexy. So Juanita now has this whipped cream all over her belly, and the first strawberry is going on.
Give another tip. So
you guys work on that.
We need to decorate Juanita.
So that is really, really, really an awesome
one. We'll take a picture of the outcome.
Okay. And the mirror just offers so many amazing possibilities for play. So Michael Flax has graced us with his presence. Are you going to eat one of the strawberries, Michael?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Too much sugar.
Michael does everything vicariously.
When it comes from a naked chick's body, it's actually no calories. That's the honest truth. Yeah. So you have to share with us at least one.
Yeah. No. Michael's into the voyeuristic aspect of it, which is absolutely, absolutely fine. Anybody else wants to come and have a strawberry? I guess you're more than welcome to come join the party. Because sometimes in some parties, you know, the more the merrier, which is really, really simple. Okay, and that's a pretty cool one.
We're going to start eating and you can continue discussing.
Okay, I'll just carry on kind of talking.
We're just going to eat. Three girls are going to just chow a little bit from Juanita's body and just, you know, you keep on giving tips, normal.
So add some fun to the strawberries where you can take some really nice liqueur, like there's a bottle of Nachtmusik here, and you could very gently dribble that down your partner's belly and lick the trail of this liqueur, which is really interesting and really delicious taste of your tongue on the skin. Okay. So, Tanya, are you coming to have a strawberry? No, she's just laughing. So, another really cool game that you can play is with textures. Now, textures are absolutely amazing. Think about some of the incredible toys that you can find just at home. Ice is amazing, and you can mix ice with heat. Take a face cloth or a small towel, put it in some hot water, and alternate dripping the ice on your partner's body and then wiping the trail of cold with a warm towel. Ooh, I am getting a strawberry.
Janti also deserves some strawberries and cream.
That is delicious. I had one of the nicest strawberries I've ever had.
It's kind of cool that you can really connect, look at somebody's body, feel how they shiver under your hands. Mm-hmm. You know, we usually aim to the lips, neck, boom.
Yeah, which makes me think of an actually amazing game that you can play with that. It's incredibly intimate. It's incredibly vulnerable, but it is so beautiful and such an amazing appreciation of your partner's body, which is to put your partner in some different positions, put them in one position at a time, and take a step back, take a step around them, look at them from different angles, and tell them what you appreciate about their body. How beautiful they look from that angle, how beautiful a breast looks, how beautiful a bum looks, how beautiful a thigh looks, the face, the hair, absolutely everything looks amazing.
It's beautiful, and there's beautiful pictures on Twitter. Anastasia is actually now putting them up, and in the end we're going to have a body shot of Juanita's body with an amazing liqueur. All of us are going to have a sip, and whoever's in the studio wants to take a sip with us for the new year, for the Christmas time, more than welcome.
Good. So you've all been invited to the Sex Talk Christmas Party body shot.
Good. Okay, I think I really like the idea of just having fun. We take it way too seriously.
Yeah, we do take sex way too seriously.
Let's go, and what am I going to do today, and how am I going to be creative, and what does she want from me? Just be present. Make 10, 15 minutes. Tell her today. And this is something that we are really not good at. We always overthink. What's happening?
Says I got to lower your mic.
Sorry, Duncan. I wasn't with my ears. I was busy eating strawberries out of another girl.
How did that feel?
Of Juanita.
How did that feel?
Very good. Really, indeed.
What did you enjoy the most about it?
I think we're going to carry on after this.
Yeah. Is there a moment we are not carrying on? It's like life.
The sensuality, that wanted, that look, that yumminess.
Okay, you got to talk closer to the mic.
Sorry, there we go. Is that better? Is that better?
I need to walk away from the mic.
I'm still in that moment. I'm still in that moment.
We're a bit excited.
Totally inappropriate suggestions through my headphones from Duncan.
Thanks, Duncan. Come and do it yourself, babe. Love you lots.
Absolutely. So, did you hear that one about the bodies that I spoke about? What do you guys think about this? That you put your partner, so you take turns, you put your partner in these different positions, and you look at them, you walk around, and you tell them what you appreciate about their body in that position, how beautiful they look. And for a man, this is often amazing because men's bodies are often not that appreciated.
Very true.
So hot picks. Very nice picks.
If medicine doesn't work out for me, which it seems like it already isn't, partly because of my involvement on the show, then there might be a career for me in photography.
I actually think that, and definitely a social media advisor.
I think we could certainly help.
What, with destroying my career?
Yes, we are.
You guys have done that.
We're doing so well at that. Next time,
we'll give you a new one.
By the way, what you didn't see is that Anastasia, I fed her. I gave her a little bit of cream from my hands.
I did not see.
I felt so blessed.
Yeah,
my finger was in her mouth. I'm done.
Oh wow!
Because you know, for Jewish people to get doctors to do something sexual with you, that's the orgasm of my mother. I'm going to call her just now.
So do you want to hear my funny Jewish thought?
Not so sure.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so you know it was Hanukkah this week.
I actually saw it on Facebook.
I only know that, so it's a Jewish festival. I only know that because some Jewish friends of mine sent me these funny pictures about Hanukkah. So that was the only reason that I knew.
Yeah, so it's like on the first night, it's one finger. Candle.
So Hanukkah lasts for 8 days, which is interesting because after 5 days, we have the fisting. And what do we do for six, seven, and eight?
That's why you've got 2 hands.
Exactly.
Oh my word.
You know what? The more Anastasia is going to be less, more interactive, the less work she will have, but she will be happy. And that's important.
So my interesting thought, was, because on Hanukkah you're supposed to eat latkes, which are little kind of potato pancakes.
Hash browns, yeah.
Yeah. So I got a really amazing recipe that I made with my daughter last week, which were, you actually make them in the oven, so they're not deep fried.
Nice. Healthy.
So they're really cool. They're delicious. And somebody sent me a message for Hanukkah. And I sent her this recipe, and her response was, "Jesus, that's dangerous." So my first thought was,
"Jesus,
Hanukkah
Jesus eat latkes ever?" And you know, that whole thing. So it was just a nice little cross-religious connection. So if we're going to insult everybody, let's just do it to everybody.
So I'm just wondering if you can make cauliflower latkes for the band.
No. We are not going there.
Cauliflower.
Yeah, really? It's bantang, really cool. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, but it is cool. Why not? Yeah. Just fry anything. Yeah. It tastes good anyway.
Oh. Yeah, literally. That's pretty much it.
Okay, so you brought a whole lot of other toys with that people can play with. So talk a little bit about some of the other things, just to give people some ideas. Because you got,
this she literally has a basket full. A whole, like a Santa Claus that is on Viagra.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a really cool one, because that's beautiful. A crop, which is a really nice, gentle thing.
It's also easy
thing.
To pack. It's not too big, not like the other masters that
Fit
were here.
Fit into anywhere.
Oh, a feather. Okay, easy to find, even when you're in a retreat somewhere. Oh, look, I found a dirty feather. Let's
the
take
best
it.
One.
Okay, blindfold, something you can take a shirt even and put. You don't even need a blindfold. You can take any.
Now, like blindfolds are amazing because they really enhance.
We'll take a picture of it just now.
Sensation.
All kind of. Mommy, what's your new cool armband?
I think it's the feeling behind it.
Yeah, but just imagine you take it to your vacation. I flew with my vibrator, and the guy in the security asked me to unpack my bag. Mm-hmm. And that was a very interesting moment in my life. And I'm just thinking about my kids, my unborn kids, looking at those, you know, those handcuffs. What is it called?
Those are handcuffs.
But it's much more cooler than cuffs. It's like...
They're not proper cuffs, as in wrist the handcuffs. They're actually wrist cuffs.
Yeah. I'm going to take pictures of all of that.
I've had a similar experience to yours with the vibrators.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll just vlog, but it's not for BDSM reasons. It's just for fun.
Yeah, that's more for fun and sensation. Particular.
It's what you advertise in the newsletter this week, that it's sensual bondage.
Yeah.
It's something that you need also to know what you're doing, but definitely you play much softly.
So early in the next year, because we've had quite a few requests for it, we will do some bondage workshops. And actually teach you some really awesome bondage skills. So we've got a nice message from Cornel, which says, "Nice show today. Tomorrow ideas on the cell phone messages is the best and sexy. I go for that one, but missing one voice in the studio today, in brackets, the lesbian." The lesbian has a name,
Sorry, that's
Cornel.
One of the lesbians.
That's it.
Exactly.
The lesbian has a name, Lisa. But I guess we're okay with
that. Okay with that as well. As long as she represents the lesbians.
Absolutely.
Lisa, we miss you so fucking much.
Absolutely. We'd love to meet you.
And this is the day that she would just so love to be here.
She would love to be.
Because how often does she get
carte mad about strawberries? Oh, yes, so that's why.
Yeah,
that's
she's not allowed for her kidneys. Don't say that. All right. But definitely, okay, so you can pack light. You don't have to, when you go to a vacation, you can even have a bottle of water, which I've seen a few ladies using as a dildo.
Now, you want an amazing idea is to fill a condom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With water,
okay.
Put it in the freezer.
Yes. I do recall you telling me about this. What's even nicer is you can flavor it.
Yes. So that is, and there's another phenomenal game that you can play
with your partner.
Yeah, and this is really, really cool.
Easy at home.
But listen to this one. This is something different. Find something that is really sexy to eat.
Oysters.
Oysters.
I love oysters.
And sit in front of your partner and put on the most amazing, sexy show for them of how you eat these oysters.
Oysters, grapes.
Yeah.
Olives.
We like sucking lollipops. Food in front of others.
Just be careful you're not going to become like Kim Basinger, starting frying eggs on your belly button. And
well, that's okay too.
I just decided with Lisa that Nutella, whatever you're going to smear with Nutella, I'm there. Like a bear, whatever. It's actually scary. It can
very
be even.
Chocolatey.
It can be some crazy listeners we have that are addressing us in different ways.
We have a few of those. Sending us
some very interesting
messages.
People know the way to mind.
That's one way to put it. Interesting messages.
Well, we don't put a judgment on them.
Well, I dare.
We just call them interesting.
Let's just say, if they put judgment on me, I'll judge them.
So we just say, isn't that interesting? And there we go.
So you can actually see messages coming through somewhere, yeah?
Yeah, on WeChat.
Okay. Yeah,
from WeChat.
WeChat, we get on Twitter.
I'd love to answer one or two of those.
Honey, nobody wants you to answer anything. They want you kind of more to perform. Yeah, they're just going to come.
Those are the ones kind of like, do you take requests?
And those are the ones that we don't really share because
exclusive.
Absolutely, very, yep. Very simple.
Okay, so the kind that kind of think that we want something.
Yeah. I want to hear fantasies, like one vacation, fantasy vacation you have.
Vacation. Don't know any that come up that I haven't yet
explored. That's true, but one.
Yeah. So I love playing on the beach. I think that's absolutely
awesome.
We had
a whole show about that. Yeah. Definitely cool.
A lot of people that don't.
Yeah. And
just the sand.
And yeah.
But you got to learn. So we did some research into how you keep the sand out the way.
Doggy style.
Doggy style is one good one. But one of the really interesting ideas was that you take a fitted sheet.
Okay.
And you turn it inside out, because when you do that, the sides kind of stick. There we go. So it makes this little sort of barrier against the sand. Yeah. And that's quite a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. So here's another awesome one that you can do. And this is about dirty talk. And a lot of people really want to do that because it's such a turn on.
It is such a turn on.
But a lot of people think that it just has to be about, I want to put my blink into your blink and blink you and
Why are we blinking on Cliff Central?
It was just a censored version because
but we're uncensored.
I know, but I heard somebody do it this weekend. It made me chuckle in exactly that way. So it's not often about using a whole lot of sex words. Sometimes it's about really just telling your partner what you enjoy. And how amazing they feel, and how amazing they taste, and how
that's
amazing
where
they
you start.
Smell.
Yeah. That's and where you start.
That is the best sex talk, actually.
Yeah, and an awesome game to play with that before you do anything. And with a blindfold, this is fantastic. You put your mouth really close to your partner's ear, so you're actually going to whisper this more than talk it. And you just whisper in their ear everything that you're going to do before you do it.
You like awake a story. All those senses in
absolutely.
That body.
Yeah.
Like telling a little story.
That's it.
Exactly.
And
like
you
that.
Do it with a whisper. It is so amazing because it's so intimate. Yeah. And even if you tell them one thing that you're going to, and then you go do it, and then you come back, and it's now I'm going to. And now I'm going to kiss you here. And now I'm going to lick you there.
It's a very good way for people to start.
And now I'm going to put your nipple in my mouth and I'm gently going to bite it.
But I like your voice. I heard so many times in sex clubs, ride this cock. I'm going to fuck you now. I'm going to fuck you now. Ride my cock, baby. Okay, guys, no.
We've heard that. And we are going so far beyond the porn movies.
It's so beautiful, though. I'm going to fuck you now. It's like, you know, you can do that or I can't wait to be inside. Okay, great. Ride this cock, baby. Right. Also, it's absolutely. Like almost like Looney Tune. I don't know which kind of voice they're trying to do, but I hear it repeatedly. So maybe it's a porn
it's
influence.
Real.
No,
I think it is
it's more like thing. It's got to be real.
Yes.
And when it comes from your heart, it is mind blowing.
Absolutely. Because it's
really
not. It doesn't feel like it's like you're putting on a show.
Mm.
Exactly like a porn would be.
Yeah.
And that's not what you want, because then the whole feeling of it goes out the window. This
no,
point
you,
is actually
you want it
time.
Real.
You want it real. So you actually it
can feel it
through you.
From deep down.
Yeah, that's it. And that's the power of it. The power of everything in this and everything we've been talking about this morning, the power is in intimacy and connection and in being fully present with your partner, with yourself. That's the power.
Especially
that's where
with
the pleasure
yourself.
Is. Yeah.
You have to know your body and you have to be very comfortable in your own skin.
But how do you learn that? That's exactly the thing. Women tell John T all the time and me, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah,
you stand
I don't
in
know.
The mirror in the
and
mornings.
A lot of times their partner says, I don't know how to, he asks me what I like and I actually don't know.
Yes.
Because I don't know my own body.
That's one of the bigger problems I think people have generally with sex is that we don't know our own bodies, whether you're a man or a woman.
Yeah.
And if you don't know your own body, how do you expect the other person to get to know your body?
Yeah.
You have to discover it.
To actually discover it and actually discover yourself and spend time doing that.
Yeah. I have such a compliment for you. I just remembered it. So the last workshop we did was the Linga massage workshop at Club Row.
Yes.
No, yes. It wasn't. It was the art of fucking that we did.
It was the art of fucking, yes.
That's it, which was really, we taught some beautiful, beautiful skills. And afterwards, we were all just sitting around chatting. And there was a couple there who are on quite a journey of growth and exploration. And they said one of the most awesome things was sitting and talking to you because it was such a normal conversation.
It is a normal.
You're a
it
mother. Is. You have yes. a daughter.
Yes.
And you're this incredibly beautiful, sexually powerful woman.
Thank you.
And it was such an amazing thing for them to be able to talk to somebody who was just a normal person, but a sexual being with that.
I believe we all have that.
Yeah.
And we
they,
do.
And they both said it to me this week, independently awesome. Of how amazing that was.
That is awesome.
She is. And that's Lisa so is important. An amazing woman.
Just to find out that the people who are involved in this world of sexuality are just like everybody else.
But take it, even if you're not a swinger and even if you don't want to go somewhere, take it home. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's just okay to chat. Yeah, sit with your partner and say, today we're going to do something new. It's not a big deal. Everybody can talk about swimming, but you have to do it eventually. Yeah. So just...
You don't even have to be a swinger, even if it's just about talking with each other and spending time with each other, doing something just that involves the two of you and nobody else.
But not exactly, not feeling shameful. Just having an open, convenient conversation about
walking around the house naked fetishes. Without any clothes when the kids aren't there.
Yeah.
Just being able to do that. Once you're at the point where you can both walk around the house and chill around the house on a Sunday afternoon and watch your movies or what have you, and you don't have to have clothes on, you're in a comfort zone and there's nothing sexual about it. You're just comfortable with yourself.
That's perfect.
So guys, this was really cool. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Absolute
Thank
pleasure.
You Thank for having us.
We are going to take some pictures outside. We are going to do some body shots outside. So it's going to get kind of interesting for a little while, which we will post and share with you. Next up is Casper and the team with a big smile on his face. We wish you all so much pleasure. Have a wonderful week, and we will be back with you next Friday.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.